How do you make something as timeless as Homer's Iliad relevant and fresh? Well, here to tell us that very thing are performing songwriter and recording artist Randy Granger, along with veteran stage actor Algernon Damassa. Welcome, gentlemen.
Thank you, Monica.
Thank you.
I'm not sure where to start asking questions. This is just quite fascinating. But how about an Iliad? What was the origin? What is the origin of this piece of work?
This was a project by a very well-known director in New York City and an actor named Dennis O'Hare. And they worked together for several years to adapt the Iliad, but to do a modern retelling of it. It is the same story, condensed, but it's in a modern idiom so that any audience today, from teenagers to scholars to theater lovers, can come in and access this story and also make an immediate connection to it.
Oh, this is so fabulous because it's a way to lead people to that epic work, and one that I do think has to kind of be decoded through a mind that knows it in depth. Give me an idea of what people will be seeing. This will be at the Glass Box. That's at 2309 East Mills here in El Paso between Palm and Poplar. And it will be performed at 8 p.m. next Friday and Saturday, March 28th and 29th. What's the opening scene?
Well, Randy Granger is in the space as a musician. You don't really know who he is. And then this other person wanders into the space. He looks like he could be homeless. He looks like he could be a drifter. And then you realize that these two people know each other. And together, through music and through storytelling, the both of them start to tell this ancient story. And so it's a good question. Are we two bards, or are we just two aspects of one bard?
The way that we have it set up is I am playing these instruments that are like found instruments. Like I play a bucket from a hardware store. Then I have these wine bottles filled with like a little bit of water, and, mm-hmm. and they each have their own tone. So I'm really there like a busker, and I'm just out there playing in the street. And all of a sudden, this guy who could be homeless comes in with this big old suitcase, and we obviously know who each other is. And then the story just unfolds from there, you know, both musically and through, you know, acting.
So there's a kind of a spontaneous recognition and collaboration on stage that occurs. How comfortable were you with the improvisation?
I was very excited about it, you know, and I kept asking Algernon. I said, okay, are you hearing this kind of music? Are you hearing the stringed instruments? And the way it was originally performed in New York, it was performed with a solo cello, and it was beautifully
Ooh,
done.
Oh, yes, I can see where that would work.
And the cello just played throughout the whole piece, you know, giving some atmosphere, giving some tension. But Algernon, since we're both from the Southwest, he was trying to find some kind of music, some sound that was a little more relevant to where we are. And we have this great mutual friend and music teacher down in Las Cruces by the name of Barbara Toth. And she said, well, why not Randy Granger? You know, he plays all these crazy instruments. I bet he would like doing that. And so he approached me. And I read it, and just within 1 hour, I said, this sounds awesome. This sounds exciting.
Oh, yes. Perfect connection there, because the cello is the instrument that most closely approximates the human voice.
Right.
And I think probably what you were going for, Algernon, was the voice of the desert. And that's
nice.
What Randy specializes in, it seems. You have Native American roots, and you're very connected to the land in your music. And actually, I think the chances are that people will know your work in this area. But Algernon, this is my first chance to talk with you. Tell me about your background.
Well, I've been an actor since I was a child. I had the fortune, or maybe misfortune, depending on how you look at it, to grow up near a great regional theater in Rhode Island, which is the Trinity Repertory Company.
Ah, yes.
And they're very well known for a certain style and approach to theater, a certain aesthetic that's very distinct. And that's how I trained. And I have a very unconventional acting career. I have done a little bit of film and commercial work and those things that actors do to make a living. But for the most part, my work has been on stage. I've been all over the United States and also Florence, Italy, because I'm Italian. And most of my work is on stage as a playwright, actor, director.
Now, you founded in 2006. You founded a theater in Los Angeles?
It was a project called Theater Dojo. And Theater Dojo, again, is about a certain approach to the work. I had two partners, and we were combining actor training the way actors traditionally train, but we were adding yoga, martial arts, and meditation.
This seems so incongruous, and yet I immediately got so excited because I thought, yes, yes, they are connected. They're very much connected.
They'll work, yeah.
They really are, and really it's about promoting the kind of artistic work that promotes bearing witness and healing in our world, which needs a lot of both.
And deep personal introspection in order to achieve certain resonance within each of those art forms. So I just loved that. So apparently you've been working regularly with the No Strings Theater Company in Las Cruces, Frontera Rep here in El Paso, and you teach at the Creative Media Institute at NMSU. So it's not like you have a lot of spare time hanging around.
No, I'm also the father of two boys.
Oh, Lordy. Alrighty then. I'll say that's no spare time. And yet, you two have managed to pull off an amazing show because you've had standing room only.
Yes.
Audiences, tell me about your experiences in Las Cruces.
One of the reasons that I think we work together so well is, well, he's obviously a professional and knows how to regulate your time, and I think that's really what it comes down
yes.
to, and knows what priorities are. So we actually didn't start the rehearsals until 3 days prior to our opening night, and that was our first time to actually
wow.
put the music to the acting to the words.
You guys love to be terrified, don't you?
We were. Absolutely. And that's so funny you said that, because we actually said right at the end of that first night, we said, are we really going to do this? Oh, my gosh. I guess we can't turn back now. And it's just turned out to be just an amazing collaboration and a wonderful experience.
Oh, I can't wait to see this. And Iliad, which will be presented at the Glass Box, which is at 2309 East Mills Avenue. That's between Palm and Poplar. Next Friday and Saturday, March 28th and 29th at 8 p.m. There is a modest cover charge, and you can get more information by calling 575-545-7613 or visit on Facebook Algernon Iliad. My thanks to performing songwriter, recording artist and friend Randy Granger, and veteran stage actor and I hope new friend Algernon DeMassa for coming in and telling us about An Iliad. Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you, Monica.
Thank you.